Columbia Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra is into its 79th season, and they're calling it Role Play this year. This Sunday marks their concert called Opera Roles. And vocalist J. Warren Mitchell is a lyric tenor in opera. And this weekend, he's going to be joining conductor Beverly Everett and the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra as they join forces, meshing J.'s opera prowess with the power of the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra. And I've got J. on the line and orchestra conductor Beverly Everett here in the studio to chat about it. J., can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, good.
Yes, I can hear all of you. Good morning.
Oh, Beverly. Great, great.
Good. How are you?
Great.
Well, I'm going to start with you, Jay, because I've never met an opera singer before, and I'm wondering how one ends up in the opera.
I can tell you my path hasn't been the traditional pathway. It's been a little bit interesting, but I guess I'm a testament to being open to possibilities that you can't see. Sometimes things come out of nowhere, and you just have to have the bravery, and you just have to have the mindset to kind of pursue it. Would you like me to elaborate on that?
Or absolutely.
Should I keep it? So I started off as a conductor, and much like Beverly, I didn't conduct orchestras. My forte was in choral conducting, and when I left high school, I knew that I had a passion for wanting to reach young people and inspire them to pursue excellence the same way that my high school choir director inspired me. And so I went to Auburn University and I pursued a bachelor's degree in vocal music education, and I finished there. And I decided that I wanted to have a little bit more time to refine my chops. And so I went to get a master's in choral conducting, and I moved out to Oklahoma City and went to Oklahoma City University. And in the second year of my graduate studies there, I realized that I wasn't quite happy with the instruction that I was getting with the voice teacher that I had at the time, because all throughout my experiences, all my degrees and studies, you have to, as a music major, you have to have an applied instrument, and my applied instrument was always voice. And so I knew that I aspired at an early on to sing opera, but I kind of realized that you've got to have the it factor to sing opera and be a big star, or even to get work in an opera field. And I just did not believe that that was something that the good man above gave to me. I thought that my gift was to teach and to inspire young people. But nonetheless, I went to the second year of grad school. I decided that I wanted to get another voice teacher because I'm not, at that time, I wasn't a big singer, but I knew that I was serious about studying voice, and I wanted to have somebody that could take me as far as I could go within the limits of my gift. And I hooked up with another tenor. He was a new adjunct faculty at this university, and I said, hey, will you listen to me and tell me what you think? And he said, sure. And I remember going to his studio class and singing Dalla sua pace from Don Giovanni by Mozart, and he immediately stopped me, and he said, Jay, look at you. You're 6'1". You have a big, huge chest, and you have a wide neck. He's like, your body is engineered to sing big operatic sounds. And so within about 10 or 15 minutes, my voice started to open, and I started to make these big sounds, and that's how my journey in opera started. Yeah.
Whoa, so do you feel like when he gave you that sign, that affirmation just allowed the door to just open wide up?
Well, not so much at first. The door is really opened when a lot of singers are familiar with the Metropolitan Opera Council auditions, and they're held in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he had been trying to tell me, Jay, I'm telling you, if you study and you work hard, you'll have a career, and your voice will take off, and people will love you, and you could do major things in the opera world. And I didn't believe him. And so he encouraged me to do the council auditions, and not to win them, but just to get information and feedback from professionals in the opera world who were coming to judge. And so I agreed, and I really didn't have high hopes or expectations to do anything. But to my surprise, the first time I went, I got the Young Singer Encouragement Award, and all the judges that were there was like, oh, Jay, your voice is, it reminds us so much of a young Luciano Pavarotti, and if you stick with this and dedicate yourself to studying and learning the languages and coaching and polishing, you definitely have the goods and the gift to have a major career in opera. And so that was the impetus for me to really take it serious and knuckle down and put conducting on the back burner, so to speak, and take a serious stab at having a career in opera. And here we are now.
Whoa, you discovered your gift.
Yeah.
And you're heading north to share it with us this weekend. You'll be singing with the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra. And I know I've got Beverly here in the studio with me. How has the orchestra been preparing for Jay's arrival?
Well, Katie, the orchestra has had, they've really developed over the years as an accompanying orchestra. So orchestras kind of have two roles, if you will, and some is to perform our own pieces. And often we feature these guest artists. Most typically we have instrumentalists, but we do have vocalists who sing with us. And this is our first time to do a whole program of opera arias. And so we're really excited about that, because in a typical opera, the orchestra is in the pit. And we're going to be on the stage with Jay Warren and collaborating with him. And so I think it'll take our accompanying skills to even a deeper level by having the opportunity to do all of these different pieces and to listen to him and fit what we're doing with him. And it's also just some of the great music of the repertoire that we don't get to play very often. And so musically, that helps our orchestra grow in their ability to play beautiful phrases and to really let their music sing, even though they're using instruments as opposed to their voices.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be just a bunch of magic.
It will. I'm excited to work with Jay Warren. You know, I had actually heard of him through a mutual friend. The music world is so small, and one of our administrators, Jeff Collier, Jay Warren, I think you probably know Jeff from the Met auditions and maybe the Music Academy of the West.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff is, Music Academy of the West, great person. I love him. He's a great guy.
And so Jeff had told me about Jay Warren a number of years ago, and then I learned more of him through his associations with Fulton Gallagher and the opera program here in Bemidji, and then had the opportunity through that to hear him in person a couple of years ago. And upon that meeting, we began these discussions and communications about having him come perform with the Bemidji Symphony.
Wow. It is a small world. The concert is 3:00 on Sunday, and it's at the Bemidji High School Auditorium. And it's open to the public.
Yeah, it's at 3 p.m. We students that are under the age of 18 get in free, and we have special discounts for seniors and for college students with an ID. And I think this program is not just a wonderful way to spend the afternoon artistically, but it's going to be an experience, because I was struck in hearing Jay Warren's story. You know, many of us go into whatever we originally pursue musically and then decide for some reason that we're still on a musical path, but maybe that path has curved a little bit. And I was struck in hearing him speak about being an educator, because he remains an educator through what he does.
Absolutely.
Even though you might not have the title of choral conductor. And I had a similar experience in my journey of kind of changing that path. And so I think that on Sunday, you'll not only enjoy our music and enjoy watching us all work together, but everyone will learn something more, whether it's about opera or whether it's about watching the collaborative process between a soloist and orchestra, or just hearing some different tones that you might not have heard from our orchestra before.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. I wish we had more time to talk. We've got to wrap it up here.
Sure.
But Jay, safe travels from the cities. Get up here safely. Yeah. And maybe we'll see you around town.
I hope so. Bemidji is one of my favorite places in Minnesota.
I've heard you have quite a following up here.
I mean, those are good things, right? But Bemidji's a great place. I love it there. The people are friendly. Minnesota nice, as they say. So I'm excited. I've admired her for a long time, and I'm excited about the collaboration and the magic that will take place on Sunday.
Absolutely. We're happy to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.